Okay. Sorry about that. I'm kind of getting a little cold, and so. All right, you ready?
Yes, thank you.
All righty, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks.
Good morning.
Hi, Elias.
And what shall we discuss?
I was hoping to chat with you a little bit today about a whole bunch of things, but I want to start off with the transition or the shifting that my husband and I have been doing over the past 9 months. I know you've been hanging out with us, so you're probably aware of what we've been doing. I guess my first question is with regards to my husband. I've been observing him objectively and subjectively, and I was wondering if you could help tell me what's been going on with him from the non-physical point of view. I mean, is there any changes with his energy that I could correlate with what I've been seeing, or...
In what capacity?
Well, the stuff that he's been going through, has it just been him shifting?
Explain.
His awareness? Widening?
Explain.
Okay, well, so in November when he got laid off from his job, it was kind of a catalyst for a lot of self-exploration for both of us, and all the changes that he's been going through physically and emotionally, is it just related to the shift and to the widening of his awareness?
Partially, yes. Let me express to you that when individuals are beginning to pay more attention to themselves and are more actively or objectively shifting, that many times can also introduce what you would term to be difficulties, in which the individual may be creating challenges or even struggles in some manners that initially may appear uncomfortable, or it may appear that an individual is not generating the type of movement that they want, but in actuality, what they are doing is moving them in the direction that they want.
So we've come to a place today where it feels like we're pointed in the right direction. He started exploring things that are more fun to him, and today, this morning, before the session even, he was talking about getting into tennis more and maybe opening up a club or something along that lines. Is that a good probability for us to head that way?
Yes, I would be quite encouraging of you both to be engaging actions that are fun and that you enjoy. For, as I have expressed previously, you can generate any action and create money.
Right.
It is most significant that you genuinely enjoy what you are doing and that you can incorporate fun with that, for in that your perception of work changes. And when your perception of work is not work, but playing, you generate that more easily, and you are more motivated to do it, and to continue doing it.
Right.
Which allows for success. And generally speaking, the more success that you generate with what you enjoy, the more you want to do it.
So, I've done that a little. I taught dance over the summer, but towards the end of the summer, I was viewing it as work, and I didn't want to do it. So I was struggling with whether I wanted to continue or not. As soon as I took money out of the equation, I was just looking at it from a point of view that I got to dance, and I got to dance with my daughter and that kind of thing, and share myself with these kids, I was motivated again.
And I would express that this is the point. I have expressed this over and over to to individuals, and this is a significant point. When you are doing what you enjoy, but your primary reason for doing what you enjoy is to generate money, you defeat the purpose. For the money becomes more important. And what is expressed in that is that the outcome becomes the most important. And when the outcome is the most important, you are not allowing yourself to actually enjoy the process and incorporate fun with the process. When the process is the most important, the money will be generated easily, and it is unnecessary to focus upon that. That will flow automatically, for you are doing what you enjoy and what is fun, and that is your primary motivation, not the money.
Cool. Well, thanks for reinforcing that. It's amazing that all of the transcripts I've been listening to up until now has had a lot of that in there. Okay, so I was trying to pinpoint my intent as a way to figure out what I should be doing, and that wasn't the right way around it either, and I really appreciate trying to look at the aspects that are fun, because I think that helped me get going in the right direction. But I still would like to just bounce the intent off of you, just for clarity. I think also that, just as another aside, has my essence been merging with tumult essences recently?
Yes.
And is that still continuing?
To a degree, yes.
Okay, is it lessening?
Somewhat.
Yeah, okay. The point of that was for me to understand tumult more, and I think I got that. I really got clear on what the difference between teaching and guidance was. And I see the point for both, right? They're both... You can use both depending upon what the situation is.
Correct.
Then the other part of the tumult is with the healing, and because I've really been turned off to actually participating in an actual healing art, I went to massage school and tried that, and although I'm good at it and it was easy, it didn't feel right because I guess I've come to a place where I see that people don't need to be, quote, healed. I guess is that another thing where you're looking at the end result? And if a person is standing in front of me and they're exhibiting some symptom, and if I recognize them as being whole and complete where they are, they don't need me to do anything, I get confused with what. Because there's nothing that needs to be done. I just want to recognize them for being who they are.
I am understanding. Now, let me express two factors in this to you. For this is a common misunderstanding. First of all, healing can be expressed in any action. When you engage actions that you enjoy doing, that can also incorporate a healing energy, regardless of what it is.
Okay.
And in that, healing can be expressed in a painting.
Okay.
Or another individual may connect with the painting and it may generate an energy within them that is either inspiring or calming or exciting. And however they connect with the picture may be incorporating a healing effectiveness within them in altering their energy. Now, the second point is, yes, every individual creates their reality in its entirety. And in that, yes, individuals create their own physical manifestations or emotional or mental manifestations. And in part, you are correct that it is significant for you to view them in whatever state they are in as being whole and complete in your terms, but the factor that is missing in this equation is every individual does create their reality and creates every expression in it. Now, you yourself are aware that although you create all of your reality, you may incorporate time frameworks in which what you are creating is not comfortable, or you do not like it.
Right.
This is not to say that you intentionally created what you do not like or what is uncomfortable. And yes, in every experience there is a benefit. But in certain situations, you may be creating some experience that is uncomfortable or that you do not like, and in that moment or in that time framework, you yourself may not necessarily objectively incorporate the information to change it. You may want to change it, but you may not necessarily incorporate the information to allow you to change it. And in that situation, you may draw to you or attract to you another individual that does incorporate information that can be applied to your situation. In this, you are creating that other individual specifically to be present with you to offer you that information. And in like manner, other individuals may create manifestations or situations in which they are not comfortable and they do not like what they are experiencing, and they also will attract or draw to them other individuals and situations that will offer them the information that they require to change their situation. In this, it is a very precise cooperation that occurs. An individual that is expressing a healing energy is not thrusting that onto another individual. Whatever individuals engage a healing individual, they have drawn that healer into their reality equally as much as you have drawn the individual to be healing. Now,
okay.
I also am understanding that you may not necessarily be as interested in specific or traditional healing methods, but it is also significant that in connecting with the tumult energy, this is providing you information that healing can be produced in any form.
Okay.
Therefore, once again, it is significant that you allow yourself to express you in the manner that is most comfortable and enjoyable and fun for you. And you will accomplish many actions. You will accomplish rippling out to other individuals and also benefiting yourself and generating success. I am aware of this expression that you have offered in the dancing, and that can create a very healing energy. Allowing yourself to engage dancing with other individuals allows for an openness, it allows for creative expression, it allows for releasing energy, and it allows for the encouragement of individuals to generate a free flow and trust themselves.
Oh, okay.
Therefore, there are many aspects of healing that can be generated in this simple action.
Wow, okay. Well, thank you for that. That's helpful.
You're welcome.
So I also had I've got lots of ideas for things to do, and I need to not overwhelm myself. So I appreciated the information that you gave someone about, picking one up and working on that for a while, and then picking something else up if that seems fun and working on that. Is that a method that would work for me?
Yes.
Okay. And then writing as an expression of healing also is another action, right?
Yes.
Specifically, I had an idea of writing some children's stories. Is that something that would be...
That would be a very effective creative outlet and expression, and can also be an action that you can incorporate in healing.
Cool. Okay. So my intent then really is to facilitate the shift in awareness in people.
That would be an aspect.
An aspect. So there's more to it?
In actuality, it is the reverse. For this would be a specific avenue.
Oh.
The intent is more general. There are many specific avenues that you can incorporate and have incorporated in expressing your intent. But the intent itself is actually very general.
And I don't have a clue.
I would express a clue.
Okay.
That your intent involves the exploration of intricacies and free-flowingness, which would reconcile your structure, but your creativity.
Yes, with my math degree and my art interest.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Great. That helps. I will ponder that some more. thank you so much. Okay, I have something that's been bugging me for a while. I had an astrological reading when I was in college, and I think it was a catalyst for me to delve into all of this information some more. And I have read some of what you've said about astrology, but could you address this one issue specifically for me where they had read my chart that said, and the way that they interpreted it was that I was going to die by drowning? I don't... I... I I have a choice, right?
Yes, completely.
Thank you.
I will express whenever any individual or any reading, so to speak, predicts any absolute in relation to the future, you would be wise to view it as suspect.
Okay.
For there is no destiny. And in that, there can be an expression of tapping into or recognizing potentials or possibilities, but they are not absolute. And any potential or any possibility can be changed in any moment. You move through your existence with one constant, and that is change and choice. And with choice, an individual cannot predict future events as absolutes. And let me also express to you, when you engage different types of readings in your terms, whether they be astrological, whether they be tarot, whether they be runes, it matters not what the focal point is. What is significant is that it is associated with your energy in that time framework.
Okay.
Even individuals that you identify as psychics, what they are doing is very real and valid, but what they are doing is tapping into your energy in that moment. Therefore, there are many, many, many expressions of an individual's energy in any particular moment, and it is not necessarily associated with what you are thinking about. For your energy is continuously moving, and within you, there are many expressions occurring simultaneously that your thought mechanism does not necessarily bother itself with translating. Were that to be the situation, you would never accomplish anything besides continuous thinking. It is not necessary for your thought mechanism to translate every energy that you are expressing. And within your energy, there is memory. Therefore, that is available to be tapped into. And that can be identified as surprising as it may be to some individuals at times, that a reading or a psychic can express some event that occurred in your past that they should not know of, but it is present in your energy. Also, what is present in your energy may be any fears or any probabilities that you are already creating in a probable self, and any aspirations or desires, so to speak, that you wish to be creating. That is all present in your energy. That is not to say that you will actualize all of those factors, but they can be tapped into if you, in a moment, are expressing a fear that you are not even objectively aware of, or if you are generating a probable reality in which you have created a probable self that is generating a very different choice and action than yourself, that can also be tapped into. And in these situations, yes, what the individual is viewing is real, but it is not absolute. And in this, I would strongly suggest to you and to any individual, if you are confronted with a future prediction, to regard it highly suspect.
Thanks.
You are welcome.
I got a quote. I woke up in the morning last March, with a quote that I like to talk to you about. It's kind of fun, I think. It says, chaos has many different levels and carries with it the music of time. I contemplated that a little. And is that an equation or part of an equation, or is that just something that I brought to myself to try to explain something to myself?
It could be viewed as an equation. And I would express that, yes, you have drawn this to yourself or presented it to yourself to encourage a playfulness within you and within what you do and what you perceive. For generally speaking, most individuals' perception of chaos is negative.
Oh, right, and I don't see that at all.
But chaos can be observed in anything. And therefore, it can be viewed very playfully. And also, in this equation, what you are expressing to yourself is an encouragement to move outside of the box.
Okay, I've heard you say that. I'm moving that direction. Did that quote come from a future focus?
Yes.
Was it my future focus that's the mathematician? And she's got black, it's a female, black hair. I think her name is Amanda.
Correct.
Oh my goodness. And her last name, is it Beckham?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. And she worked for the space program in 2100?
Yes.
And did she give that to me? Well, no, I drew that to me, right? It's not like she trying to initiate contact, or was I just drawing that similarity of energy to me?
Another example of a cooperation.
Okay. Is she aware of you?
Yes.
Does she read the transcript?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Okay, well, hi, Amanda. Oh, gosh, that's awesome. Okay, I want to go through some focus stuff a little bit, just because it's fun. Right after I talked with you a year and a half ago, the first impression I had was that I was an observing essence of Gene Kelly.
Correct.
And George Burns?
Correct.
Directing or observing?
Observing.
Observing, okay. And is it through... is it because of George Burns that I have a strong association with Ronald Reagan?
Yes.
Okay. Richard Amacher, the author, directing?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a concurrent focus as a truck driver?
Correct.
And does he work for Conway Trucking?
Yes.
And he knew the driver that moved us from Colorado to Washington.
Correct.
Wow. Okay. Georgina Terry, is she a concurrent focus of me? Of ISIS?
Counterpart.
Counterpart. Okay. My friend Gretchen, she's a counterpart, right?
Yes.
Connor and Isis worked on the Disney movie Fantasia as illustrators.
Yes.
And Connor drew the dancing hippo sequence.
Correct.
My Mexican woman focus that was in the 1900s, is she a midwife kind of person?
Yes, she does engage that action.
And my husband's essence was a child of that focus?
Yes.
Okay, so on to that. Could I have my husband's essence name?
Essence name. Ephraim. E-P-H-R-A-M.
Okay. And he's common and thought-focused?
Yes, you are correct.
Am I emotional-focused?
Yes.
And common?
Yes.
Okay, and my mom, could I have her essence name?
Essence name, Isidoro, I-S-A-D-O-R-O.
Okay, and she's emotional and intermediate?
Yes.
My sister... Could I have her essence name?
Essence name. Connie. K-O-N-N-I-E.
Okay, and she's thought-focused and common?
Correct.
And her belonging to is Sumathi and aligning Ilda?
Yes.
Oh, cool. I'm getting good at this. my dad, could I have his essence name?
Essence name, Dabney, D-A-B-N-E-Y.
And he's Sumathi Borlidam?
Correct.
And he's thought-focused and common?
Correct.
Okay. And his wife, is she a counterpart of mine?
Yes.
Okay. And my mom and I were talking about emotions being emotional focused because I thought that's what we were, but she expressed to me that she has a hard time translating sometimes or listening to her emotions. So that's why I was kind of doubting whether she was really emotional focused or not. So is... What am I missing there?
Emotionally focused individuals are not necessarily always very emotional.
Okay.
Emotionally focused individuals vary in the degrees of how emotional they are. And in this, the designation of an emotionally focused individual is that they process information through feeling.
Okay. Right, I got that. I guess I was just answering her question as far as why she has trouble with that. Okay.
Which also can be an influence of what she has presented around her. And in that, expressing to herself not to be paying attention to emotions, and therefore that becoming very familiar, and in that generating more difficulty in interpreting them or in identifying them.
Okay. That's what she thought. So thank you. I'll pass that on to her. My daughter, Connor, Cameron in this focus is emotional and common.
Correct.
And my son is thought-focused and common.
Correct.
Cool. Oh, good. I'm getting it. I'm so excited. Okay, a couple more because I think this is so fun. My friend Debbie, who's a ballet teacher, she was a Danish ballet master that I had in another focus.
Yes.
And is her essence also the same essence as Rudolf Nureyev?
Observing,
okay. My connection to the movie 12 Dancing Princesses was very strong, is it because of the music? Do I have some connection with Felix Mendelssohn?
Yes, a family member.
Family member, okay. Cool. Okay, this one was fun. I had a dream that I was being shown around a cruise ship by the chef of the ship. And then later on, I read somewhere on the site that you and Connor shared pirate focuses, where Connor, I guess, was the focus. It was Lucas, maybe? He was a cook on a pirate ship. Is that right?
Yes.
And so I think that that dream was a translation of that, that I was involved in that too, and that Connor was showing my focus around this pirate ship.
Yes, you are correct.
But I have no a big thing for me, so I translated into this luxury cruise ship. That's so funny. Okay.
Which also suggests that your experience was pleasant and fun.
All right. Okay. In the forum on one of the other tapes, there was a mention of someone named Reagan who was a focus of ISIS. Is that a concurrent or overlapping focus of mine?
That would be a different essence. At times there may be a translation of the essence tone that may translate into the same word, but it may not be the same essence.
Okay. Connor's focus, Ken, that's in Seattle, is that a current or overlapping focus of Cameron? A concurrent, I mean.
Overlapping.
Okay. My grandmother's essence, was she observing of George Washington?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I guess I got the hang of it. My dentist, I shared focuses with him and one as his child.
Yes.
So would that be helpful to tap into when I'm finishing up my dental work?
Yes.
Okay. And speaking of dental work, I mean, as you know, my energy is one that I prefer the least intrusive into my body consciousness as far as methods go. And I have to have a bridge redone in my teeth, and he had wanted to do it over my front tooth and the tooth that's currently on, and I've been resisting that. And I wanted to, is it okay to continue down that path with the least, the least intrusive and just stick with what I've been doing? I mean, does that seem like that it'll provide me the most comfort?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Oh, and you were at my dance recital. Are you? How do you do that when it's the little girl with a big blue bow on her head came over and gave me a picture that she had coloring, and she said something so sweet to me, and I knew it was you.
Yes.
What do you call that when you're hanging out with a little one like that? are you projecting your energy? What is that you're doing?
Yes, and superimposing it.
Superimposing, okay.
With another individual, yes.
Well, thank you so much. That was just a reminder to have fun and be softer on myself, wasn't it?
Yes.
Could you... my husband's been having ringing in his ears. Is that associated with his shifting his energy? And is there anything you could tell me that I could help to do that for him?
I would express that it would be very beneficial for him to allow himself to incorporate intentional relaxations. This is associated with pressuring himself.
Okay. And that's to do with the money, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would, once again, offer the reminder, stop concentrating upon the outcome and pay attention to the process.
Okay. All right, we're going to do that together. That'll be fun. I'm wanting to, at some point, have property with my mom and have fun creating something beautiful with her. I was wondering, we've narrowed it down at the moment to two locations, Northern Arizona or Southern Colorado. Do we resonate with those areas, and do we resonate with one more than the other? Because I haven't actually been to either one.
I would express more so Northern Arizona.
Okay, that's cool. When you talk about paying attention to the process, which is so very helpful, I am getting that better now. In terms of creating that with my mom, the things that I can start doing, I mean, the things that I'm doing now as far as engaging in fun and going ahead with naming my company because I want it to be the name of the property, those are all things that are generating the same energy as what I'm wanting to create there, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's how you do it. That's the way. Do I have six observing essences of this focus?
Presently?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then that fluctuates, right?
Yes.
And one of them, is it the essence that was my grandpa's chambers?
Yes.
And is one of them the same essence that's Nadal, the tennis player?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Then the last question I have has to do with me and exploring energy. I've obviously gotten good at these impressions, so that's confidence building. I had an experience of lending energy to Wes, and then the events that transpired after that were interesting. I appreciate the fact that my inner being was helping me with that and didn't let me get too much information from him, because that makes me feel like when I do this in the future, I don't have to be scared. But when I'm tapping in, I don't know what I want to say about that. It's like I can tap into other people's energy, but I don't want to be intrusive, and I know you can't be because it's up to them whether they allow it in or not, right? I guess I keep asking myself, what's the point? And I guess the point is for me to continue, it's for my widening of my awareness, is to be aware that other people's energy and to differentiate, right?
Yes, that would be a benefit.
For me?
Yes.
Okay, so is there a game I could play that would make that more fun? Because I'm not wanting to tap into people's energy like West necessarily right now, because I don't think I'm ready for that. Is there some other way I could direct my energy? Like, one morning I did that, I projected my energy to my mom because I knew she'd be sleeping, and she dreamt about me. So that was one thing that was kind of fun.
That is an action that you can incorporate that would be more comfortable. Also, yes, you can play a game, and when you tap into another individual's energy, be specific, such as, I choose to project to this individual and experience their energy in my empathic sense, and I shall focus upon how their shoes feel.
Okay.
In this, you allow yourself to tap into the other individual's energy and become familiar with the feeling of a different energy, but you may not necessarily be engaging the other individual in a manner that will be overwhelming to you.
Okay.
In this, you are focusing upon a fun action in which you may even subsequently express to the other individual, why do you incorporate shoes that hurt your feet?
Okay. Well, Cameron has just come in and brought all the dogs. Let's see. I'm talking to a let's see if I have anything else. One of my ballet focuses, was Anna Pavlova a focus of Isis?
That would also be observing.
Cool. And Verishnikov, is that observing?
Yes.
Okay. And a lot of people might have asked this, but famous people have a lot more observing essences, and is that why they're famous?
Actually, famous individuals do not necessarily incorporate more observing essences than any other individual.
Oh, okay.
And no, that would not be the reason that they are famous.
So was Isis also an observing essence of Benjamin Franklin?
Yes.
And so, and Connor was too, so that's fun. We do a lot of that together, huh? Oh, cool. Let's see if I have any other questions. Oh, well, can I talk about the chaos quote just a little bit more? I guess it was a few more minutes. Does the different levels part of that quote, could that be equated to the layers of consciousness?
Yes. And also layers of yourself.
Oh, so it could have more meaning than just what?
Yes. Or layers of your reality, or layers of your environment.
Well, because, and the chaos then could relate to, like you were saying, many different things. It could mean consciousness as a whole. It could be my day, my life, my singular day.
Yes, you are correct.
I get it. Okay. And, there we go. We're almost done there. Here. So, last part on that then is that can the families of consciousness be related to the.
Repeat.
Oh, the families of. Are they related
one moment you are generating an interference.
Well, that's okay, Elias. I think we're done with our time. So I can ask that another time.
Very well.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, my friend. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting and your report of your accomplishments.
Thanks, Elias.
To you in great appreciation, as always, and in dear lovingness, my friend. Au revoir.
You too. Au revoir.